even before Pádraig Harrington tees off at Hazeltine, it's been one of those great days of Irish sport. Olive Loughnane winning a silver medal at the World Athletics Championships Women's 20k Walk here in Berlin. Olga Kaniskina yet again proves herself to be the best 20-kilometre walker in the world, the Olympic champion, the world record holder, the world champion in Osaka, passes through the Brandenburg Gate, and Olga Kaniskina of Russia is retaining her world title. World champion for the second time, Kaniskina wins in Berlin the women's 20k walk. 1 hour, 28 minutes, 10 seconds the winning time of Olga Kaniskina. Wonderful acclaim for the Russian. She absolutely deserves it. Ireland have only ever won world championship medals before through Eamon Coughlin, Sonia O'Sullivan and Gillian O'Sullivan 2 years ago. Add another name to the list emerging from the Brandenburg Gate. It's Olive Loughnane. It's silver in Berlin for Ireland. It is absolutely magnificent. And Olive Loughnane has produced the goods magnificently. Seventh in Beijing at the Olympic Games. She beat the Chinese, ultimately Lu Hong, in the race for silver. And Olive Loughnane has taken a medal in Berlin. And it's a silver medal, and it is absolutely magnificent. And she goes into the crowd to receive congratulations immediately. Olive Loughnane has produced the goods fantastically. Another medal for Ireland. Only a fourth Irish medalist in the history of the World Athletics Championships. And that medalist is Olive Loughnane. Absolutely magnificent triumph, and she deserves all the acclaim she gets. A magnificent performance from a magnificent athlete. Gold for the Olympic champion, now twice world champion and world record holder, Olga Kaniskina of Russia, in 1 hour, 28 minutes, 9 seconds. 49 seconds ahead of Ireland's first medalist at a World Outdoor Athletics Championships, and only our fourth in history behind Eamon Coughlin, Sonia O'Sullivan and Gillian O'Sullivan in this same event in Paris in 2003. Olive Loughnane 49 seconds behind, with China's Hong Lu, who finished fourth in Beijing 12 months ago, coming third this time around. And for Loughnane, it is pure joy.
Are there still another 3 laps to go? It started out slow and I was just so comfortable. And then at one point, there was a bit of a break. The Norwegian girl broke with 2 Russians, and I was like, it's too early. And sure enough, I reined them in. And there's so many people that have been so good to me, so many texts. One of my friends surprised me and came out here. My parents are here, my family. And really, without my family, I would never have been able. My little daughter, Emer, is back in Ireland and with her granny, and I'm just going to wave at her, even though you're in.
You must be so proud.
Yeah, I am. But I have such a wonderful group of people with me. You know, I work hard, but it wouldn't be possible without the emotional support and then all the practical help I get from my medics, psychologists, my physio, massage therapist, everybody. It just wouldn't be possible without them. I'm just part of a team, really.
You must have thought this was a day which was always within you.
Yeah, but still, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I'm working with a lady in Spain now, and she was just saying the first medal is always the hardest. And, you know, I didn't really think about medals, you know, I just had to focus on myself. And I'm just in shock, even though I knew there weren't 3 girls in the world better than me, it's still when it actually happens, like, it's amazing.
Well, you're now the second best in the world.
Yeah, I know, training have been going so well, but you still never know, you still need luck on the day. And I know warnings, you know, nothing on the board until about 16k, and that just gave me more scope. It just meant I could keep pushing harder and harder, and I was able to do that. So yeah, it's all paid off, and all the support I've had over the years, there's been tough times, and you know, now I've got what I deserve.
It's the day of your life. Well done.
Thank you. Best. One of the best so far.
Only the fifth medal ever won by Ireland at these, the 12th IAAF World Athletics Championships. We've now had five events out of the seven in the heptathlon, and Britain's Jenica Ennis leads the German Jessica Utter by 300 points and looks as if she's on her way potentially to gold. The main event of the night, though, comes at 8:35 Irish time. Be sure you're sitting in front of BBC One or Eurosport for this. It's Bolt against Gay against Powell in the men's 100 metres final. It's sure to be cracking. But for Ireland, we've already had one of these great days and one of these moments to tell the grandchildren I was there. In Berlin, I'm Will Downing.